بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praises to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today inshallah we will continue our classes related to your journey to eternity, and today we will have class number 3, and the title of the class is Don't Worry, Worldly Life is Too Short. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn about our journey to eternity, which we learned about it the following facts in the previous class. Number one, the journey to eternity is a very unique journey. It is an obligatory one, that is to say, no delay, no run away. Number two, it is a one-way journey, that is to say, no return. Number three, it has an appointed time, which is fixed before our birth. Number four, no one knows the time or the place of the start of his journey. Number five, no one knows the length of the journey. No one knows his final destination. Actually, this journey consists of two parts. The first part starts from death to resurrection, and the second part is from resurrection to eternity. Actually, it is our good deeds and the weight of our good deeds in the scale on the Day of Judgment that will determine our eternal life, either the paradise or the hellfire. According to Islam, life stretches out to include this present life of ours and the life to come, the hereafter, which is of duration unknown to anyone but Allah. As it is an eternal life, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "This will be brought forth in the image of a fine ram. It will be made to stand between paradise and hell. Then it will be slaughtered. It will be said, 'O people of paradise, it is eternal, no more death, and O people of hell, it is eternal, no more death.'" Let us now learn about the importance of the belief of the hereafter. That is to say, the importance of the belief in the Day of Judgment, resurrection, the eternal paradise and the hell. We will learn from the following hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the authority of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, "One day while we were sitting with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there appeared before us a man whose clothes were white and whose hair was black. No signs of journeying were to be seen on him, and none of us knew him. He walked up and sat down by the Prophet, peace be upon him. He said, 'O Muhammad, tell me about Islam.' Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'Islam is to testify that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, to perform the prayers, to pay the charity, to fast in Ramadan, to make the pilgrimage to the house, if you are able to do so.' The man said, 'You have spoken rightly.' And we were amazed at him asking and saying that Prophet Muhammad spoke rightly. The man said, 'Then tell me about iman, religious belief or faith.' Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'It is to believe in Allah, his angels, his books, his messengers and the last day, and to believe in the divine destiny, both the good and the evil.' The man said, 'You have spoken rightly.' Then the man left. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'It was Angel Jibril who came to teach you your religion.' This is the proof that the belief in the Day of Judgment, the eternal life, is one of the pillars of belief in Islam. In conclusion, it is obligatory for every Muslim to believe in the Day of Judgment. Let us now learn about the blessings of believing in the eternal hereafter. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that we believe as believers that in Islam life stretches to include the worldly life and the eternal life, inshallah, the hereafter. So the question is, there are any blessings regarding the believing in the eternal hereafter which we can have in this worldly life, the blessings of believing in the hereafter while we are still in the worldly life. In order to learn about these blessings, let us remember some of the facts related to the worldly life which will clarify to us the blessings of believing in the hereafter. We will read from Surah number 67, Surah Al-Mulk, verse number 2. Read verse 1 and verse 2. Rahman al-Rahim, Tabarak al-Ladhi biyadihi al-Mulk, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, al-Ladhi khalaq al-Mawta wal-Hayata, liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala, wa huwa al-Azizu al-Ghafoor. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Blessed is he in whose hand is the dominion, and he is able to do all things, who has created death and life, that he may test you which of you is best indeed. And he is the Almighty, the often forgiving. Actually, in these two verses of the Quran, Allah, the Almighty, the one who is able to do all things, is informing us that he has created death and life, that he may test us which of us is the best in deeds. So this means that Allah is creating the life and death so that he will put us in a test which he will show who is the best of conduct between us. So this means that life, the worldly life, is a test, and actually, so long the worldly life is a test, there are many questions related to that test which we need to learn the answers of these questions. Number one is, when the result of the test will be known? Who are the losers and what is their punishment? Who are the winners and what is their reward? Actually, the answer for these questions is the logic reason for the reality of the hereafter. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that if we believe that the worldly life is a test, accordingly, we must believe that there must be a place and a time where we will learn about the result of the test. And actually, this means that there must be another life after the worldly life where we will learn the result of the worldly life test, and where the winners will receive their reward and the losers will receive their punishment. There must be resurrection, there must be judgment, there must be scales, there must be a reward. This means that there must be a hereafter. We will learn more about the reality of the worldly life, the reality of the affliction of the worldly life. We will read from Surah 90, verse number 4. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد. Verily, we have created man in affliction. This verse of the Quran is clarifying the nature of the worldly life, which is affliction, a fact which every human being must be aware, as it will help every one of us to realize the trials of the worldly life, to realize that the trials of the worldly life are part of the worldly life test. Accordingly, every one of us will be trying to accommodate himself or herself with these trials as they are part of the test. Also, every one of us will try to pass the test successfully, looking for the reward, which is the paradise. Let us now learn more about the details of the worldly life and the reward and the punishment that will follow the worldly life. We will read from Surah number 57, verse number 20. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اعلموا انما الحياة الدنيا لعب وله وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور.
Know that the life of this world is only play and amusement, pomp and neutral boasting among you, and rivalry in respect of wealth and children. It is as the likeness of vegetation after rain. Thereof the growth is pleasing to the tiller. Afterwards it dries up, and you see it turning yellow. Then it becomes straw. But in the hereafter there is a severe torment for the disbelievers, evildoers. And there is forgiveness from Allah in His good pleasure for the believers, good doers. And the life of this world is only deceiving enjoyment.
Actually, in this verse of the Quran, Allah the Almighty is mentioning the pleasures of the worldly life, which are part of its test. As all these pleasures are transient, which must come to an end in a moment, as it all crumbles into dust. This is the nature of the deceiving enjoyments, pleasures of the worldly life, which are overlooked by most of the people. Almighty is informing us that the end of this life is the start of the other life, which does not end in a moment, like this present worldly life. It does not crumble into nothing, rather it involves reckoning, accountability and eternity. The hereafter is either terrible suffering for those who failed the worldly test, and it is actually, but for those who passed the test successfully, it is Allah's acceptance and forgiveness in the paradise. So Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us in these verses of the Quran that the worldly life will not end by death. No, the worldly life will be continued in another life. In this life, people will be divided into two groups. One group whom they will suffer severe punishment in the hellfire, and the other group whom actually they will receive Allah's forgiveness in the paradise. Accordingly, as true believers in Allah's oneness and in the hereafter, we all realize the reality of the worldly life test and the reality of the life to come. We are all must be looking forward for the eternal happiness in the hereafter. So now let us learn more about the worldly benefits regarding the belief in the hereafter. Easy acceptance of the trials of the worldly life. Believing in the worldly life, that is to say it is a transient life, the test will end in a moment, followed by another life which is eternal. When you believe in this reality, you must never feel sorry or upset when you lose anything in this worldly life, as in reality you will lose it completely in an unexpected moment. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, be in this life as a traveler or a wayfarer. That is to say, someone who visited for a short time and left. No carry-on. This is the reality of the worldly life. We come to this worldly life having nothing, and we leave this worldly life having nothing. You know, this means that we knocked on the door, we visited for a short time, and then we left it, the worldly life, having no carry-on. Okay? Accordingly, if I will not carry anything with me out of this worldly life, why I feel upset and sorry if I lose anything in this worldly life? At the end, I will never have anything with me. At the end, I will lose myself. Accordingly, we must never feel sorry or upset for any loss in this worldly life, because actually it is a lost life. Okay. Also, we must not feel. We must not feel sad or depressed regarding Allah's decree. What is the meaning of this? We must not feel sad when we don't marry the one we were looking for, when we don't live in the place we were looking for, when we don't have the qualification which we are looking for, when we don't own the house, the car, or anything which we are looking for. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, sister, is that when you believe the reality of the worldly life, that it is a short-term one, transient, which may end in a moment, we are in this life like a traveler who is visiting for a short time and leaving with no carry-on luggage. This means that whatever I am losing in this worldly life, this means that it was decreed for me that I will lose it, because at the end of the journey of the worldly life, I am not supposed to take anything with me. So I must realize that I will lose what I have either during my life in the worldly life or at the moment of my death. I will lose everything. For example, now if I have a car and I have a watch and I have a ring and I have a husband and I have kids, okay? When I will leave this worldly life, I will leave it alone. I will not have anything with me. This means that I will lose everything, or I will leave everything. Mm-hmm. Okay, conclusion. So, if I leave it at the moment of death, or if I lose it a little bit earlier, it will not make any difference. Because I will leave it, and I will lose it, under any circumstances, at the moment of death. So, why we are always, all the time, very upset for the word I lost in the worldly life. There is no loss in the worldly life. Or the worldly life will be lost, okay, at the moment of death. So if we are true believers in the hereafter, in the life to come, in the paradise, in the compensation of Allah for the believers, I am not supposed to be upset for any loss in this worldly life. This is part of the nature of the worldly life, as we learned from the previous verses of the Quran. So, believing in the hereafter will make me to accept all the trials in the worldly life in a very calm way. Because in this worldly life, its nature is the loss. Because we will lose it all. Accordingly, we are not supposed to feel all the time upset or to regret. You know, for example, if I will tell you my story, you know, I will tell you now my story once as a human being who is not believing in the hereafter, then another one who is believing in the hereafter. If I tell you my story, you know, sisters, now I am 58 years old, I am so upset, I am so depressed, and I am so sorry for all my worldly life. I lost it all, you know, because, you know, I was a student in faculty of medicine. I didn't enjoy, you know, my childhood at all. I was studying since the age of 6, you know. I was all the time studying, day and night studying. I never enjoyed the summer vacation. I never enjoyed any holidays because I was supposed to study all the time so that I can have the highest degrees in the final exam in the secondary school. Then during the studying in the College of Medicine, you know, I must study summer and winter for 6 years. After finishing all my studying, you know, I was planning to work as a pediatrician, but unfortunately I married and my husband was not happy with my work because my work interferes with my marriage, so I had to choose one of them. So I choose my marriage because I had 2 daughters and I was not supposed to forget about them. Accordingly, when I married, this means that I lost all my work, you know, in 25 or 15 years of my life. After my marriage, I was hoping to live with my parents, whom they were old in age, but unfortunately we decided to leave my country and to live in the Gulf area for some time to improve our situation financially. So I left my parents and my family and my friends and everyone, and I was working in the Gulf in very difficult circumstances. They were very difficult days. After these very difficult days, I was hoping to return back to my country to enjoy, you know, what I collect from the Gulf, working in the Gulf area. Unfortunately, it was very difficult for me and my husband to return back because there was no job for him, so we have to immigrate to America and to come to Iowa City. And Iowa City is a farm state which have the snow day and night. So I moved from the very hot weather in the Gulf area to the very cold snow in Iowa City. You can't imagine, sisters. There were very difficult days. I was still crying day and night. I was crying from the time of faculty of medicine until Iowa City. I was still crying and crying. And also my daughters were crying with me. We were all the time crying. Then I was hoping that Allah will give us a chance to leave Iowa City to come to another state. All praise to Allah. We come to Houston. But when I arrived to Houston, unfortunately, I started to have pain in my knee joints, and I have severe osteoarthritis. I am now a very sick person. And you know, sister, I don't have a son. I have only daughters. Everyone is looking to marry. And at the end of my life, I am left alone in a very small town, you know, in the south of America, near Mexico. Very sick, very ill, very lonely, away from my friends, away from my family, away from everyone. Oh Allah, I lost my worldly life. I lost the good days. I lost the enjoyment. What can I do? I am very upset. I am very sad. I am very depressed. This is the language of most of the human beings whom they don't believe in the hereafter. They are always under the impression that they lost a lot of the enjoyments of their worldly life. They were not lucky at all. Others are very lucky. But everyone is under the impression that he or she is the unlucky person whom, you know, their decree, Allah's decree for them was not the one, you know. But if we have the same story of the same person, this is me, okay, while I am, inshallah, believing in the hereafter, I will tell you, sister, do you know, Allah the Almighty always chooses for us the best. But because we are human beings, we don't have the knowledge, we never appreciate the mercy of Allah. I was studying in faculty, I was studying actually all my life. Since I am 6 years old, I was studying. This is most of the students in Egypt, you know, in our countries. To achieve something good, you must work very hard from the beginning of your life. So from the age of 6, we start to study from 6 o'clock until 12 midnight. But you know, sister, this was part of Allah's mercy for me, because when you study, you learn a lot of knowledge, and you learn how to, you know, arrange your time. You learn how to forget about the enjoyment. By time, all praise to Allah, I married. I was hoping to continue my work, you know, as a pediatrician, but it is Allah's decree for me that Allah wants me to learn about the Quran, to learn about my religion more, the depths of my religion, because Allah the Almighty was planning for me to send me to America, so that in America, inshallah, I will call for him and I will try to help to spread Islam in the right way. All praise to Allah. I am always very thankful to Allah, because Allah the Almighty planned for me that instead of living the worldly life for the sake of enjoyment, of its deceiving enjoyment, Allah the Almighty was planning for me that I will collect as much as I can from the good deeds from the worldly life, which is transient and can end in a moment. All these good deeds will be, inshallah, my way to the eternal life in the paradise. This is the mercy of Allah. This is the grace of Allah. I am very thankful to Allah that Allah the Almighty planned my life so that I will focus mostly on the realities in this life. I will not be like millions of the human beings whom they are not aware of the realities, whom they don't have the knowledge, whom they are not clear regarding the purpose of their life. All praise to Allah. Allah the Almighty gave me the knowledge, and Allah the Almighty supported me with patience, and Allah the Almighty sent me to the place where I can help other sisters to learn about Islam and to practice Islam and to become true believers and to believe in the hereafter. All praise to Allah. My life is the life which has one target, the good deeds. This is the biggest blessing of Allah for me. I am so thankful to Allah for all my life. So if you try to compare the psychological condition of these two human beings, number one, which is most of the human beings, they are very upset, they are not happy, they regret everything, they are not actually accepting the decree of Allah, okay, and they are not patient with anything, and mostly they are not successful. Okay, the other human being whom she is believing in the hereafter, all praise to Allah. You can't imagine, sisters, the only way to accept Allah's decree is to believe in the hereafter. Because when you believe in the hereafter, you will realize that this worldly life is just a test full of trials. This is the reality. I am accepting the reality because there is another life. This is not the end. My end is not the trials. My end is the eternal happiness in the paradise, inshallah. So this is the way how you will have the blessings of the belief in the hereafter while you are still in the worldly life. And believe me, sisters, those whom they believe in the world, in the hereafter, are the only ones whom in reality they accept Allah's decree, they are patient with Allah's decree, and they are trying to get benefit of every minute of their life, trying to do good deeds for the sake of Allah, and they are supported by the belief that whatever good deed I am doing, I will find it multiplied there in the eternal life of happiness. All praise to Allah. Do you agree with me?
Well, it is difficult because you have to live your life in the worldly life when you go to work. Those people have an influence on you. Even if you don't want the material things that they want, you learn to want and you learn to regret and you take on that habit and it shows up somewhere. You know, but like you said, believing in the hereafter simplifies it almost immediately.
Yes.
It makes it so much easier.
Pretty much
the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, to have this belief clear in your spirit, you need other sisters or family members to have the same belief so that you support each other. Because when you believe in this hereafter alone, no one is with you, by time, you know, those whom they are not clear, they have some doubt, you know, about the hereafter, they can take you to their side. Life enjoyment can take you to that side. But when you have, you know, for example, your parents, your husband, your friends, your other sisters believing, and we support each other, okay, this will help you more to keep the belief in the hereafter alive in your spirit. Continue to learn about the belief in the hereafter. Actually, the belief in the hereafter gives the glad tidings to the handicapped, the poor, the needy, and the sick. The horrible despair and sufferings those people have make their worldly life worse than a prison. Things can be changed by the belief that their pains, bad experiences, gloomy days, and distress in the life are limited to this worldly life, which must come to an end soon, but this is not the end for their sufferings. In reality, there will be the starting, this will be the starting point for the real happiness, as Allah promised in the Holy Quran. We will read from Surah number 39, verse number 10. باجي الذين آمنوا اتقوا ربكم للذين أحسنوا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وأرض الله واسعة إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Say, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all Muslims who believe in the oneness of Allah, Islamic monotheism, be afraid of your Lord Allah and keep your duty to Him. Good is the reward of those who do good in this world, and Allah's earth is spacious, so if you cannot worship Allah at a place, then go to another. Only those who are patient shall receive their reward in full without reckoning.
So actually, sisters, Allah is promising those whom they are patient with His decree that He will reward them in full. Okay? And where they will receive that reward? Okay? This is the question. Okay? That reward will be received in the hereafter. So this is the blessing of the belief that there is another life for every handicapped, for every blind, deaf, mute, those whom they have long illnesses, those whom they are very poor and very needy, whom they are homeless in this worldly life, but still they believe in Allah, still they believe that there is a reward for their patience, Allah will give them that reward, inshallah, in the hereafter. Being patient with these sufferings deserve unlimited reward in the paradise. A great reward, actually the greatest reward which compensates for all their sufferings, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will be said to the people of the paradise, it is granted to you that you will be healthy and you will never fall ill. You will live and never die. You will enjoy a life of luxury and you will never be miserable. You will be youthful and you will never grow old. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, sister, is that in the paradise there is life and there is no death. Okay? There is no illness. People will be healthy. Okay? There will be a lot of enjoyment. No one will be miserable. And you will be all the time in your best shape when you were in your youth. When you were having the best shape, you will live in the paradise all the time with that shape. You will never become old in the paradise. So if we are looking for all these blessings, okay, we must be patient with Allah's decree, especially those whom they have, you know, the great sufferings, whom they are born blind or born deaf and mute, whom they are born paralyzed, okay, and they live all their worldly life in the bed. Actually, for those, Allah the Almighty is sending for them this glad tidings that this is the test. Try to pass this difficult test while you are believing that Allah will reward you unlimited reward in the real life, the life of the happiness, where there will be no death, no illnesses, no aging. You will be always enjoying all the blessings which none can imagine. Also, the belief in the hereafter is a consolation for the oppressed people. Allah the Almighty said in the Holy Quran, we will read from Surah number 21, verse number 47. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا وإن كان مثقال حبة من خردل آتينا بها وكفى بنا حاسبين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And we shall set up balances of justice on the day of resurrection. Then none will be dealt with unjustly in anything. And if there be the weight of a mustard seed, we will bring it. Insufficient are we to take account.
So actually, we must learn, sister, that the scales that are used on the Day of Judgment are so accurate that the single mustard seed makes a difference. And the mustard seed here represents the smallest and lightest thing our eyes can see. Yet, Not even a mustard seed is overlooked or ignored. This is the reality of justice in the day of judgment, a true consolation for the oppressed people, who will be compensated for all their oppression by getting the good deeds of the oppressors, so that the oppressors will have their eternity in the hereafter. They are the real losers, while the oppressed will become the real winners of the eternal happiness in the paradise. Actually, sisters, we must realize that again and again, this worldly life is a test. And Allah the Almighty clarified that there is no justice in the worldly life. Why? So that it will become a test for the oppressor and a test for the oppressed. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that if I am a very rich man and I own many companies and I have a lot of people working, you know, in my companies, I can be a fair or human being following the justice with those people, and I can give them what they deserve. And also, I can realize that there is a lot of unemployment nowadays, so I will not give them what they deserve. I will give them more little than what they deserve because there is a lot of unemployment. Let them go out. I will bring others, you know, whom they will, whom they will receive less, you know, okay. So, you know, the meaning of this is that this worldly life is a test for both of them. That man who is very rich is in a test, because if he fears Allah and he believes that there is another life where there are scales which are very accurate, and Allah will measure, you know, his deeds which were full of oppression, all these people whom he was not giving them the real compensation, they will take from his good deeds. And if he doesn't have a lot of good deeds, they will give him all their bad deeds. So you can imagine what will be his final destination. Okay, because thousands of people will give him their bad deeds. Why? Because he oppressed them in the worldly life. Because he didn't succeed in the test. Allah the Almighty gave him a lot of wealth so that he can follow the rules of justice regarding the other people whom they are working, you know, under his supervision. But he didn't fear Allah and he was not following the rules of justice. So he deserves in the other life, in the hereafter, to have eternal life in the hereafter, in the hellfire. Regarding those poor people whom they don't have anything, either to work in the companies of that man who is not giving them the real what they deserve, or they will not find any work. There is no jobs. What they can do? They have to accept, okay, the oppression. Because this is the only way to live. Otherwise, they will not find money for their families. So, Allah the Almighty is sending the message that this is all in the worldly life. This is all in the test. Try to pass the test. How can I pass the test? And I am the poor one. I can pass the test when I will realize that it is a very short time. It is transient. It can end in a moment. But you will receive all what you deserve in the hereafter, in a life which is totally different. It is eternal. It doesn't have an end. It has enjoyments which we can imagine. Okay, as we explained. So, when you believe in the hereafter, this is the real consolation for the oppressed people. For example, if you are a wife, okay, and you married a husband, okay, and you have one kid, then you realize that husband is not a good one, but you try to push for the sake of your kid, okay, and you have another kid for the sake of making the family more strong, the family bonds with that husband. Unfortunately, he became more worse, okay. At that moment, okay, If you believe in the hereafter, this can help you. If you can, okay, to continue life, believing that you are patient with Allah's decree, you are accepting Allah's decree, and you are looking for the hereafter, for the paradise, and when we will stand in front of Allah, and the scales will be there, my husband, or that husband, or every husband, will realize who is the winner and who is the loser. Okay? This is the blessings of the belief in the hereafter. We cannot all the time have the decision, okay, to forget about it. Okay? My husband is not good, forget about him. My friends are not good, forget about them. My parents are not so helpful, forget about them. No, sister, this is not the test of the worldly life. The test of the worldly life is the test where we are supposed to suffer, to control ourselves, to be patient, to look for the reward in the other life, so that we can try to keep the families in the good shape. We can raise our kids in the best shape. If every one of us will forget about her responsibilities, the end will be a totally destroyed community as it is going on nowadays. Okay, nowadays the community is in the worst shape. Why? Because everyone is telling, this is none of my business. He is not good, to hell. My parents are not good, to hell. My friends are not good, I am not in need of them. My kid is not good, out of my house. Okay, I can have a dog, we can live together, we can enjoy life. Life is very good, no problem. Actually, sister, the message of accurate and proper justice is a message of encouragement and support for all the oppressed ones. Never to try to revenge or to waste your time in sadness or depression. Rather, be patient. Be sure that you are the winner, so long you are a true believer in Allah and in the hereafter. This is a message for every oppressed person, a wife, a husband, a child, a father or a mother. Deviate your attention away from the oppressor. Leave him or her to the day of judgment. Rather, try to feel the comfort and the peace that soon the oppressor will pay the highest price in the hellfire, the eternal severe torment, which is worse than any worldly torment. Okay, sisters, we will continue to learn about the benefits of the belief in the hereafter. And the next benefit is that the eternal unity of the family members in the paradise, inshallah. Actually, sisters, what unites the members of a family, friends and relatives together more closely than the belief in the eternal continuity of this unity in the hereafter? When we believe that we will never leave each other, we will never see each other anymore, okay, when we believe that inshallah in the paradise we will be reunited again in a life which is more better than the worldly life. This belief that we will be again reunited with our family members inshallah in the paradise, okay, this belief will support and will encourage every one of us to do as much as we can from the good deeds, so that we and our offsprings will, inshallah, reunite again in the hereafter. And we will read from Surah At-Tur, Surah number 57, verse number 21, about the eternal unity of the family members in the paradise, inshallah. Surah number 52, verse number 21. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا واتبعتهم ذريتهم بإيمان ألحقنا بهم ذريتهم وما ألتناهم من عملهم من شيء كل امرئ بما كسب رهين.
And those who believe and whose offspring follow them in faith, to them shall we join their offspring, and we shall not decrease the reward of their deeds in anything. Every person is a pledge for that which he has earned.
That's Actually, it is the honor granted to the believers as their offsprings will join them in their place of bliss. Even if their offsprings don't attain the standard of their parents, but as long as they are believers, Allah will join them with their parents. This is the mercy and grace of Allah to the believers on the Day of Judgment. Accordingly, we all must believe in the hereafter, because in the hereafter the families will unite, inshallah, in the paradise.
If on the Day of Judgment, was everyone that did you wrong from your whole lifetime will stand in front of you?
Yes, call. Allah will call everyone. You know, the oppressed and the oppressor.
And if you oppress someone,
yes,
you will also stand.
Yes, Allah will call you. You know, and this is actually the very difficult times. Because maybe you are not aware that you are oppressing someone. You know, and unfortunately on the Day of Judgment, maybe that oppressed person will take all your good deeds. Okay, and this is the importance of learning, you know, the rules of justice in Islam, so that you will not exceed your limits, believing that I am not an oppressor. In reality, you are an oppressor. Okay, and on the Day of Judgment, you know, it will be the time when there is no time to learn or to think it over. For example, you know, if we don't teach our kids, you know, the principles of Islam, okay, but you teach them, you know, all the knowledge which they need for the worldly life, and your kid became a very good physician, but he is not a believer, okay, and you are under the belief that, you know, or impression that I sacrificed my time, my health, my efforts for my kid. So inshallah, on the Day of Judgment, Allah will reward me for that good physician. Unfortunately, that good physician, enough is the way to the hellfire. Because that good physician was a trust. The most important regarding that trust is to teach him that there is one God. Okay, we believe in Allah, the only God, and Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. To be a true believer in the oneness of Allah and a believer in the Day of Judgment. But you didn't teach him this. You forget. You teach him other things. And in reality, you sacrificed for him, for the college, for the education, for the clothes, for the house. You sacrificed.